Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight, we talk about a program that Penn State Lehigh Valley has initiated to support first-year, first-time students called the Lion-Hearted Initiative. And this is an educational opportunity program which is funded by Penn State University. And the Lion-Hearted Initiative is designed to meet the academic and financial needs of students whose potential for college may not be completely reflected in their high school performance and whose economic background makes it difficult for them to even pursue a college education without financial aid and institutional support. To help us understand and learn more about the Lion-Hearted Initiative is my guest this evening, Dr. Denise O'Neill, the Director of Enrollment Management at Penn State Lehigh. Her primary responsibilities include admissions, financial aids, and the Educational Opportunity Program. And it's a pleasure to welcome Dr. Denise because she has over 25 years of progressive experience in leadership, administration, teaching, and supervision in higher education. She has served as the Assistant Dean of Student Affairs at Hofstra University, Associate and Dean of Students at Cedar Crest College, and she has overseen residential life, student conduct, and athletics at Stockton University. It is a pleasure to welcome Dr. Denise O'Neill to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome.
Thank you, Ellie. Thanks for having me today.
Well, this is such an exciting program. It's called the Lion-Hearted Program. What exactly does that mean?
Oh, great question. The Lion-Hearted Initiative ties into the Nittany Lion, our mascot. And if you know anything about lions, have this perception of being an animal that until you wake it up, it's something that people don't really know a lot about. And this is what the program is about. It's giving high school students an opportunity to transition into college, and they might not have the socioeconomic background or academic profile that we always look for, but yet they have all the gifts and skills to start that experience. So it's all about access and equity. So the Lion-Hearted Initiative was about leading as much with the heart as it is with the mind, and people just need support to reach their college goals.
Well, some young people do not think that they can even consider college because of the overwhelming financial impossibility, and also they're worried that they can't keep their grades up. I remember growing up as a child that my mother used to coach me morning, noon, and night. She says, honey, you've got to get good grades because you are going to college, but mommy and daddy can't afford it, but you live in New York City. You can go to a free college, providing you keep your grades up. And that was my focus. How do you help and inspire your young people?
First of all, I think we focus on first-generation college students. So the focus that we have and the message that we send is that you may not have had folks in your family that have that experience going off to college, but you could be the first.
Yes.
It could be a new tradition in your family. And we do not want financial barriers to get into the way of you heading off to the university setting. If you have career goals that require a college education, we want to give you that opportunity. But it is, we encourage students to work hard during the entire high school career because it is really a four-year plan, and colleges look at the entire transcript from freshman through senior year. Because the reality is, Ellie, you're applying by September, October of your senior year. So those that try to turn the corner late in their career sometimes have difficulties. But this program gives 15 students the opportunity, if they have struggled in certain regards and their academic profile isn't reflective of their full potential, they might be candidates for this position. So they apply, and we review their profile, and we have individual meetings with them and to see if they would be good candidates for it.
Can you give us an example of a candidate that maybe you have reviewed and the process that you go through?
Absolutely. The process that you go through is about applying to the university setting, and then you also apply at the same time to the Educational Opportunity Program.
So that's your program. The Educational Opportunity Program is your program.
Okay. Correct. Correct. So you apply at the same time. So you could apply for both the university acceptance, and at the same time, we talk about being a candidate for the Educational Opportunity Program.
Now, I have a question for you. Does this Educational Opportunity apply only to schools in the Lehigh Valley, or does it apply elsewhere, out of state or upstate, or how does that work?
All Pennsylvania residents are eligible. But we try to fulfill our land-grant mission at Penn State by having it be open to all Pennsylvania residents so that the candidates cannot be from out of state. And we have a special focus on applicants from the Lehigh Valley. We've been visiting local high schools, meeting with guidance teams to make sure that the school counselors and we've met with some superintendents from the Allentown School District in the local area, so they're well aware of the new initiative.
And Easton as well?
Absolutely. The entire Lehigh Valley, any public or private school in the Lehigh Valley, students would be eligible, as well as any other part of Pennsylvania.
But at this time, the program is open to 15 students only at this time. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And how do you make that evaluation as to who is accepted?
The folks that we are looking at, the students, are first-generation Pennsylvania residents, those that might not have the financial means to pay for a full college education, because a scholarship is a part of the award, along with a book award and computer rental program.
So they get books and a computer?
Correct.
If they're accepted?
Absolutely.
So what's the process that they have to go through, and what do they have to be concerned with in order to fulfill the requirements and possibly be accepted? Because you're only accepting 15 students, is that correct?
That's correct. It's limited to 15 students in the first year. Ellie, we're hoping to expand that to a larger group in the second year of the program. So that's an important component. But most of the profiles that we will, and the qualifications that I just talked about, will come from their admissions application and from their FAFSA. That's the free application for financial aid. And it'll also come from recommendations from their schools, their teachers, and their guidance team.
So what qualifications do they have to pass in order to be considered? I mean, can you give us an idea of income or grades, or what do they have to pass? I remember when I was going to through the process, I knew in my freshman year what I had of high school, that I had to work very hard to keep my grade and my grade level up and my average so that I could get into the city college program without pay and without taking a test. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life, and my guest this evening is Dr. Denise O'Neill, Director of Enrollment Management at Penn State Lehigh. And we're talking about a wonderful program that is called the Lion-Hearted Initiative, an opportunity for people or young people who are in low-income situations. Is that right?
That is definitely part of the profile. So That's something that we review as part of the FAFSA. So some students that are in the highest need index might be eligible. And also you talked about what is the academic profile.
Yes.
So what we've done is students that might have between a 2.5 and a 3.0 grade point average in high school. We also look at SATs. So we have a combined score from GPA and SATs as well that we take a look at.
So it's their score plus their economic status and anything else that is looked at?
Recommendations from teachers and from guidance teams about being a candidate. Also, we hope to, at Penn State Lehigh Valley, we are one of our institutional goals is a diversity of a student body. So we're looking to have people that come from different backgrounds. We are 38% from historically underrepresented groups. So that's another mission that we have is to be open. We talked earlier about access and equity, making sure that folks that from different backgrounds that might not have had that opportunity in the past have that opportunity in the present.
Well, this is very exciting, and I'm not sure that everybody is aware of this. Is this the first year that this is going to be instituted?
Absolutely. We're excited. We're beyond excited because it's the first year. Other Penn State campuses have had it in the past. It's been successful. So when the grant came out, we immediately submitted a grant proposal, and now we are in our first year, so fall of 2018 will be our first academic year that we're initiating the program.
So the program has not been, and you have not accepted 15 students yet.
We have, thanks for mentioning that, we haven't. We haven't crafted our entire class. We have a number of offers out on the table. A number were accepted this week, which we're very happy to say that. Folks that might have been taking another path, they didn't think that they could afford a four-year school. Some might have been going to a two-year school, now have turned the corner and have said that we'd like to start at Penn State. And based on the program, now they'll have that opportunity.
Well, we're going to talk more about this very wonderful opportunity, the Lionhearted Initiative of accepting young people into a four-year program at Penn State. Call the Lionhearted Initiative when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And my guest this evening is Dr. Denise O'Neill, who is currently the Director of Enrollment Management at Penn State Lehigh, and her primary responsibilities include admissions, financial aid, and the educational opportunity and Title IX. And we're talking about Penn State Lehigh Valley and their initiative called the Lionhearted Initiative, which is a program that is designed to help young people who might not have thought that they could even get into college think about it. Tell us about that program again a little bit.
The Lionhearted Initiative is the Educational Opportunity Program, and it's a program to help individuals in Pennsylvania, in particular the Lehigh Valley, which is our service region, that might not otherwise have the financial resources and the support and their family and community to head off to college. So this gives them an opportunity to help with the transition program, mentorship, and support during their time at college so that they can be successful. And I think I'd like to give an example.
Yes, absolutely.
Of a student that we spoke with the last couple weeks that was heading off to a community college and thought that would love to go to a four-year school, business student, has a desire to go into the business field. And he said, is it too late to apply? I'd love to go to a four-year school. He heard about the program and he called. And we said, you are a prime candidate for the program, because he did not have the financial resources to head to a four-year school without assistance of a scholarship and a support program like the Lionhearted Initiative. And he didn't have people in his family that could guide and support him through the application process. So he applied. We reviewed the profile. He met the criteria, the academic criteria, and he was able to be accepted into the program, and he will start in August.
That is wonderful. So here's a person who really didn't think about a four-year program because he didn't feel he had the financial equipment to even think about it, and you made it possible. So this must be a very happy young man.
He is beyond excited to start his experience at Penn State. And it's something that, you know, he was very familiar with Penn State and the Penn State system. Now we have a Commonwealth campus in his backyard. He can continue to work his job at home and still commute to campus and complete his four-year degree and start his business career. He's a future entrepreneur.
That is wonderful. That is so exciting to hear. But it's not only business majors, it's any major. Is that correct?
That's a unique feature of the program. We start everyone in a program. I'm going to use an acronym. It's called DUS, Division of Undergraduate Studies. And when you start into the Division of Undergraduate Studies, you can pave the pathway to any major. But we provide extra academic advising so that you can explore future career opportunities.
Now, I believe that you provide a mentor for each student in the program as they travel their way through the college experience. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. We had picked out 15 faculty and staff to be paired one-on-one with each member of the program. Because we have 15 students in the program, we handpicked 15 people that we thought would provide the best support and the best experience. Some of them have 20, 30 years of teaching experience. They're familiar with the Penn State system, and they're really going to provide guidance. It's not just for 1 year. They'll provide mentorship for their entire campus experience.
Well, that is fascinating. I remember when I was going to college, of course, I was so excited to get in. I could have used a mentor, but there was nobody to ask. It was wonderful, but it could be overwhelming. And the fact that each person who is accepted into the program has somebody that they can talk to and confide in and about their worries, their anxieties, and they're being mentored. They have some guidance there. They're not alone on campus.
And Ellie, you know that whether we're 18 or 80, we all need a person when we enter a new environment or a new adventure that we can trust and that we can turn to. And when you're new to campus, who do you turn to? I haven't met anyone yet. So now we just take the stress away. We pair you with one person who is going to guide you through your entire process. If they don't have the answer, they'll walk you to the office or to the person that does have that answer.
Well, I think, you know, that is a very wonderful contribution that is being made by this program called the Lionhearted Initiative. It is exciting because when people enter college, everybody's so excited, quote unquote, they made it. You know, you work so hard, you say, oh my gosh, I made it. And then you walk onto this campus and you say, oh my God, I don't know anybody. Who do I talk to? And you're so excited when another student comes up to you. But here you have a mentor, somebody who's going to be your guide, somebody that you can ask questions of. And you can say, oh my, what do I do now? And they help you.
One of the neat features of our coaching program at Penn State Lehigh Valley is the academic focus and also the networking focus. The two go hand in hand. The first part is about picking the right courses and the right course of study, which really matches your passion. The second part is networking. We want to take your education off campus. We're known for having students that graduate with 2, 3, or 4 internships. So early on in the program, we will be talking about networking and landing that ideal internship while you're here. We have freshmen that receive internships in the community.
Well, that's amazing because that's the first time I'm hearing of a freshman initiative for internships. Generally, it's either your junior or senior year in college when they offer you the possibility of an internship. Can you give us an example of a person who took an internship, let's say, in their freshman year?
Absolutely. This just occurred this week. I had an international student who was from China. So it makes it really difficult because she wants to go home for the summer to China, but yet want to have an internship for the fall. So I'm going to talk about two internships that she landed. At home, she applied for companies and through Zoom and Skype was able to interview as a freshman to land an internship with a bank in the area of finance. Also, secondly, she wanted an internship for the fall. And she, right across the street is Olympus, and they have a fine internship program. And she was able to apply, and for the fall, she'll have her second internship by her first semester sophomore year. She'll have a second one, and that's at a business that's right in the Lehigh Valley that we're very familiar with. So by her sophomore year, she'll have two internships completed.
Well, that is truly amazing. And this is called the Lion-Hearted Initiative. And how do people get in touch? I'm sure there are so many parents might be listening in. How do they get in touch and find out how they can have their own young people apply?
Well, I'm going to give two pieces of information I think that are important. If people want to read more about the program, we have an excellent website that's been set up, which also has an application on it. Now, you still have to apply to Penn State through the application process, but we have a special application, which is really simple to fill out on our site. That's lehighvalley.psu.edu. And also, you can call over to our office or send an email directly to me over at my office at dxo39@psu.edu.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Now, if they wanted to ask questions, they had some questions to ask of you, Dr. O'Neill. Could they get in contact with you directly?
Absolutely. I'm going to give my phone number over at the Enrollment Management Office.
Yes.
And any one of our admissions team members could answer questions or they can contact me directly. My number is 610-285-5220 or 610-285-5067.
Well, I think that's very exciting because people may have more questions. Some young people may not have thought that they were able to go to college, either financially or because their grades weren't good enough. But you're going to give them an opportunity with a mentor. Is that right, in the high school?
Yes. Well, when they reach the college setting, we'll pair them with a mentor.
But I know they're giving a mentor in the college, but do you provide one in the high school setting?
We have not gone that far yet with mentorship in the high schools. We participate in mentorship programs, but they're usually group-based, not individually-based. But we haven't provided any mentorship at the high school level, although we are out speaking and presenting about the college experience at high schools all the time.
Do you think that there will become a time when there will be some mentorship in the high schools?
Ellie, I think that is on its way. I think there's going to be mentorship in different ways. Mentorships at the high school level, and then also when people are in college with the internships, they'll get mentors in corporations to help fill that gap.
Wonderful. Please give the information about how to contact you again and the webpage.
Absolutely. Our webpage again, lehighvalley.psu.edu. Put in the keyword EOP for Educational Opportunity Program, and all the information will come up. Our phone number is 610-285-5067, and an email is dxo39@psu.edu.
And if they want to contact you personally?
Definitely, through the phone number.
Yes.
And that was my direct email.
Yes.
And my direct phone number as well.
Very good. Well, this is very exciting. It's an exciting opportunity that many people may not have been aware of and may have crossed out their ability to attend college or university because they didn't have the financial means. They were unsure about their grades, and they didn't know where to, what place would they could apply to.
The number one reason why students do not attend college or finish college is because of financial concerns. Student indebtedness is one of the top concerns, how much we are taking out with loans. This is an opportunity for students with the scholarship to have less loans. In some instances, they'll have very little in terms of student loans. So it's a great opportunity for students to reduce future debt and current out-of-pocket expenses.
You know, is there a particular grade level or an average that you're looking for, or it doesn't make any difference? I remember when I was going to school, I had to keep my grades up, my average up, so that I could attend a city college. Is there anything that you're looking for?
At Penn State, we have two things that we consider. Two-thirds of our review centers on their grades. So the higher the grade point average, and that helps with the profile. So, again, we're looking at, the highest GPA profile that we could have. Also, SATs is one-third. So we combine those two profiles. But most of the students that we admit into the program have above that 2.5 GPA index in high school or higher. And also with SATs, it's something that we would consider as well.
But I think the most important thing is encouraging young people to know that there's a future ahead so that they can begin to work in their freshman year to achieve that kind of average and grade level so that they can be considered for this lion-hearted program.
Absolutely. Stepping foot onto a high school campus, freshman year, working hard till senior is important.
I want to thank you, Dr. Denise O'Neill, Director of Enrollment Management at Penn State Lehigh, for helping us to understand how Penn State University is offering first-year students to help them pursue a successful college career with financial aid and institutional support and mentorship. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.